themselves into a plebeian council, for example, which was permitted initially to pass laws binding on them, but not on the Roman people as a whole, which means not on the patricians. Now, that created solidarity among the plebs, but not yet necessarily, without yet necessarily anchoring the plebs into the Roman system. In the second place, the plebs were permitted to choose every year 10 tribunes, who were sort of to be officers who looked out for the interest of the plebeians. They couldn't actually lead the Roman state, they couldn't lead its armies and that sort of thing. What they could do is veto acts of the magistrates and veto acts or even deliberations going on in the patrician assemblies. In 449, the 12 tables of Roman law were erected, published, if you like, in the Roman Forum. By 367 BC, the plebeians were regularly able to be elected consul. We shall, in our next couple of lectures, deal with the constitution of the Roman state. Consul is the highest executive officer. The plebeians could be elected consul. So they had gained one important and powerful concession. By 287 BC, the Licinian Sextian law granted the legislation of the plebeian assembly full binding power on all the Roman people. So what had emerged in the first place as a concession to and a way of building solidarity among the plebs turned into a capacity of the plebs to pass laws binding on all the Roman people. We'll just say here, Roman laws were always named after the officers who were responsible for passing them. So Licinian, Sextian laws, two fellows, Licinius and Sextius. By the early 3rd century, then, Rome was formally, at least, a democracy. Virtually everyone could participate, vote, hold office, and so on. Rome was dominant in central Italy. What remains for us to turn to is, how did these Roman people actually govern themselves? What was their system actually like? And how did these Roman people build an empire, a vast empire that would one day reach from southern Scotland to Mesopotamia? But those are subjects to which we shall turn in later lectures.